the Ruvuma. For days it was a kind of destination. It drew us on, as if it held some reward. But now that we are here, it does not feel like a destination, and there is no reward. It's just part of the bush. We could actually wade through with our backs balanced on our heads and just wander on through more trackless wilderness. But to civilization and its bureaucrats, it's a border with Tanzania. But in this remote wilderness, it's just a place where a large river flows. River dwellers, hippos and crocodiles and otters live here, and bush dwellers descend the steep banks to drink. For us, the closest it got to a destination was a place where we dropped our loads and sat down in the shade of a wild fig to rest and stare over the chocolate slipping by. Upstream to the west, the odd bush village nudged the river bank. Still further west, the red scar of a road butts south from the rudimentary ferry to Lushinga. Along it, little villages clung like suckling piglets. It's from one of these on the way in where old Kalilaga was fortuitously encountered, and we promptly recruited him. He was the village headman. He was also a bushman and speaker of rudimentary English and Fanigalo. This was learnt as a young man, partly in Malawi and partly working on the South African mines. Still further west, the maps tell, the land rises to hilly country and then to the mountains that seam the great Rift Valley. These are rough badlands where artisanal miners work ancient gold diggings, Kalilaga said, wide-eyed. Finally, after some 200 kilometers, the earth plunges into the Great Rift Valley and Lake Nyasa, and here many people live, Kalilaga said. But eastwards the wilderness stretches towards the Indian Ocean, unbroken for untold kilometers. Here very few people, if any, dwell. Even Kalilaga, with many years of bush roaming behind him, had heard only rumours about it. The land of the Makonde, he had muttered darkly. Word had it that they were a fierce and aggressive people that filed their teeth to fangs and feasted on their enemies. Needless to say, this is the direction we're headed in. The land is mostly flat, scarred by deep-cut ravines that drain their summer floods into the Ruvuma. Here and there, massive basalt domes rise silently, like gigantic sleeping tortoises. The bush is mostly miombu, lush and dense along the lowlands and the rivers and gullies. These thickets are the favorite haunts of buffalo, leopard, bushbuck, reedbuck, waterbuck, and smaller antelope. In places, the land lifts a little and the vegetation is sparser, but it is still enough for eland, hartebeest, sable, zebra, and buffalo. Across it all roam the elephants and the big predators, lion, wild dogs, hyenas, jackals, and badgers, and many, many other wonderful creatures. So, at about 3 o'clock, we shouldered our packs and we set off eastwards, eager for the brutal and the subtle that awaited us.